98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's musician Renny Lopez. He is coming to the Egremont Barn this Saturday, the 10th at, 7:30 p.m. is the information I have. Is that what you have?
Yes, I think 7:30. I hit the stage.
Perfect. Well, Renny, thank you so much for hopping on with me today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you coming through. Is this going to be your first time at the Egremont Barn?
No, I've been lucky enough to play there a few times. I think, actually, this might be my fifth time playing there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're a regular.
Yeah, but it will be my first time coming up solo. So usually I have a band with me, and this time I'm just going full-on solo acoustic Renny on stage.
Very exciting. Is that a little unusual for you?
No, you know, I've done it before, but I just started getting back into doing it again, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm really loving it, because it's you're kind of up there bare, and you really get to hear where your songs are, and you could get to separate the good ones from the bad ones, and I don't know, it just tells you a lot about yourself when you're up there, you know, just singing, you know, with a guitar.
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoy solo acoustic shows also, because I feel like there's so much more of a dialogue with the artist. Do you kind of feel like you connect on a deeper level with the audience at shows like this?
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like you have a deeper relationship with yourself up there too. And I sing in a different way when it's just me too. You know, like I don't mean to say I fight against the band, but, you know, the band is usually loud, and so you kind of push a little bit more, mm-hmm. and when you're singing with an acoustic guitar, it's more, you know, it's a little more gentle.
Yeah, yeah, and I know exactly what you mean, and it feels good, right? It feels, like, really nice to be able to sing that way.
Yeah, it feels great, and I think I'm just getting better and better at it, so I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. Are you doing an entire tour like this, or is this a special show just for the barn?
No. I've been, last week I was in Asbury Park, and I've been playing in Brooklyn and Manhattan. I live in Brooklyn, New York. So I've been doing shows here solo, and shows at Rockwood Music Hall. I've been playing there like once a month in Manhattan. So yeah, I've just been working on the solo act.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a lifelong New York City resident, right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, New Yorker. I was born in the Bronx. And when I was around 5 or 6, my family moved up to Rockland County, which was a suburb. We were about, you know, 45, 50 minutes outside the city. And then when I started studying music at the New School at 18, I came back into Manhattan, and then I never left.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
except for tours.
I've been there since 87.
Yeah. So you've seen, you know, the music scene and, of course, the city itself change over the years. What do you think? Do you think there's a lively music scene there still, or do you think it was better, you know, maybe in previous eras?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there is. I mean, music will never die in New York. Mm-hmm. But I remember when I started off, the band I was in, which was called The Authority, we were lucky enough that it was at a time where we can play 4 nights a week in the city and still bring in a crowd, and it wasn't an issue. Like, people loved live music, and they would come out and support. And the scene that we were part of, the band supported each other. So not only, you know, we would play shows with different bands, and or they would come and see us and tell their crowd to come and see us. So it was very supportive, and we were lucky that we got to play a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, I miss those days in New York where, you know, you could play 3-4 nights a week and it wasn't an issue. Now when you do that, clubs get upset and they're like, why are you playing so much? You know, you need to bring in more people, because the clubs really rely on you to bring in the people now. So it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking with a musician friend of mine earlier, and I feel like maybe there's less automatic, you know, inclination for people to go out and see a show. You know, maybe, I don't know if it's because everybody's inside, like, looking at their phones or or what it is, but
I think you're right. I think, you know, a lot of people stay inside and watch their television or on the computer. A lot of people also like the DJ culture too. So, I mean, the DJ culture is really big in New York, and so when there's good DJs, people are always going out to dance. I don't know. I think if it's a really good band, people are going to go and see it. I don't know about, like, back in the day, there was a club called Wetlands and Nightingales that we used to play in, and there was people always there, and there were bands always playing, and there was a scene. I don't know of any places like that in the city anymore, mm-hmm. like a CBGB's or, you know, I don't know places like that anymore. Maybe they exist, and maybe I'm just too old and, you know, you know, I just don't know about that scene. But I go out quite often still to see music, so it's different, but we're still playing, we're still making music, we're still going out there and doing shows, so.
Yeah, absolutely, okay. And there's still wonderful venues like the Egremont Barn. I know, you know, they're so supportive and they're so into live music. How did you originally get hooked up with the Egremont Barn?
So, Jenny is an old friend of mine. She used to work at one of the clubs that I, my dog is about to bark, so sorry about that. she used to work at one of the clubs that we used to play called Wetlands, and so I've known her probably since 1991, and she was always just a great person, and we stayed friends. And then one day she was like, "I'm moving up, you know, into the Berkshires," and then one day she was opening up the barn with Nick, and so she started inviting bands from New York, bands like that she knew from back in the day, and people she knew from back in the day. So I was one of the, you know, musicians that she contacted.
Yeah, see, and that's so cool.
And right from the beginning, it's always been great. I love coming up there.
And I think that's what's so wonderful about it is that, you know, Jenny and Nick come from the music world and the live music scene. And you know, it's not just about, like, making money and, like, you know, what kind of business can we open in the Berkshires to draw people in. It's truly, you know, coming from a place of love for music for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're really great people. I love them. And I love playing music for everybody there. So hopefully... you know, I mean, usually I get a lot of the same people come out, which is always nice to see some familiar faces.
Yeah, visit your Berkshire friends. Renny Lopez is my guest. We're chatting about his upcoming show this Saturday at the Egremont Barn. What can you tell me about the Jam of the Month Club, Renny?
Okay, so sorry. The Jam of the Month Club was a thing I used to do. I'm not doing it anymore. That was from an older article that was written about me. Mm-hmm. But I used to do this thing where every month I would release a new song.
Okay.
And it would almost be like, you know, I remember when I was a kid, there was like in those TV guides where you would like pay a penny to get an album every month, but usually they would get you in the end and you'd have to pay like $20 or something like that. But so I came up with this idea a while back, especially when streaming started to become very popular, that, you know, no one's really listening to my albums, but they'll listen to the single. So every month I would have to come up with a new song, go into the studio and record it and then release it and come up with a whole story behind it. And so that was really fun. I did that twice for like 2 years, and then I recently recorded a new album a year ago that I released. So yeah, the Jam of the Month Club was fun. I might do it again at some point.
Yeah, I think it's great to set kind of writing goals for yourself like that and sort of force yourself to produce songs.
It keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, even when you don't necessarily feel like writing a song, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, if I love writing music so much that I've always felt open to it, and it was never an issue, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. I never got writer's block. So the challenge was actually not the writing, it was recording the songs properly. That was the challenge, and getting it mixed properly and mastered. That was always the challenge. It was never the writing of the song.
Gotcha.
For me, at least.
So the new record was Thank God for the Lonely, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Are we going to hear...
That's a pandemic album.
Oh, okay. Everybody's got to have a pandemic album, right?
Yeah. That was the album I wrote, you know, being alone in Brooklyn.
And then, when did you release it? That was pretty recently, right?
About a year ago, yeah. A year ago I released it, but I didn't really do too much promotion on it. It was almost like one of those times I just needed to get off of my chest, you know, in a way. I needed to, you know, talk about a few things and put it into song. And so I did that, and I did an EP right before that, too. And then I also recorded and did some singles, like a song called Hasta Luego and a song called Flamingo, which I just put out as singles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, in the last 2 years, I put out a bunch of music.
Are we going to hear at the show on Saturday some of those newer songs, or is it going to be, you know, a little bit of...
Yeah. I'm going to do acoustic versions of some songs from the new album and even some of the singles that I put out.
Awesome. Very cool.
For sure.
Yeah, Renny Lopez playing this Saturday night at the Egremont Barn. Tickets available on their website. And we're so excited to have you coming through. I love that you're kind of a core member of the Egremont Barn community. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I bring the Brooklyn vibes in, awesome. For sure.
Well, head on out Saturday night, Egremont Barn, Renny Lopez. It's going to be a wonderful night of music. And are you going to be hanging out? Are you going to be chatting with people after the show?
Oh, absolutely. Chatting, and I'm bringing my vinyl records up, and I would love to meet some new friends, so I'm there.